the Plaza Mayor, or Main Square, and the City Hall. The city of Ourense came into being during the Roman age, in the area of As Burgas, but its development took place in medieval times, with the Plaza Mayor acting as pivotal, owing to the presence of the most important buildings, the Town Hall and the Bishop's Palace. These represent the two traditional powers of the city. To this day, the Plaza Mayor continues to be the heart and soul of Ourense. The Town Hall, built in 1875, is not the first to have been here. There are references to another in either the 15th or 16th century in the same place, and before even that time, the meetings were held in other places, such as church atriums, or in the area of the current Alameda del Concejo, whose name comes precisely from serving as a meeting place for the city's government. The relationship between the civil and ecclesiastical government has been one of tension in Ourense. The conflict started when the city council appointed itself land belonging to the church, specifically that of the farmyards or orchards of the bishop. It must be taken into account that Ourense was an episcopal city, where the bishop had been the overlord for centuries. The current archaeological museum, to the left of the town hall, was the bishop's residence until the middle of the 20th century, when the episcopal headquarters was transferred to the old seminary in Bispo Cesario Square. The arms on the facade are those of Bishop Muñoz de la Cueva, and their size, along with the intentional or unintentional mistakes of adding more tassels than is appropriate to the bishop's hat, display the pretensions of grandeur of the owner. It was during the time of this bishop, in 1727, when the facade was completed. Bearing in mind that the bishop was the overlord of the city, he enjoyed strong military defences, with the palace having seven towers. The upper section was rebuilt during the 1960s by the architect Juan Sorolla. The height was raised, the position of the arms and the window was altered, and decorative balls were added to the eaves, the same as those seen in the cathedral. Inside there are cloisters with Roman remains and later styles, and excavations with discoveries from periods of the Romans, Suevos, and Middle Ages. From the upper window, which in that time would have been covered with a lattice, the bishop would watch the goings on in the city, given that everything took place in this square. An example of the difficult relationship between the town hall and the church has persisted in the form of a tradition called the Procesión del Desplante that takes place during Easter week, whereby the bishop still leads the procession towards the Santa Maria Nai Church, but the members of the town council must stay at the bottom of the steps on arrival. The Plaza Mayor has always been the scene of celebrations, processions, bull runs, and important yearly festivals, such as that of San Martin, as well as trading under its arcades and in the surroundings of the square. Being the most important point in the city, the slope of the square draws one's attention and is exceptional among other main squares in Spain. If we go to the entrance of the town hall, we find a plaque from the National Geographical Institute that states a height of 135 meters above sea level. The mountains that surround the city are positioned in the direction of the Santa Maria Nai Church, with heights of 400 meters. These mountains form the so-called Hoya Ourensana, or Ourense Pot, a depression that accumulates heat and which is not reached by the prevailing winds. This results in a difference between maximums and minimums of some 20 degrees, both in winter and in summer, with summer temperatures reaching up to 40 degrees. Looking out to the right into Bispo Carrascosa Street, between the town hall and the bishop's palace, we find the old Corona Jail, with the arms of Bishop Muñoz de la Cueva, although on this occasion without the errors before mentioned. To the left, there is a cruceiro, a Galician-style stone cross, and milarios, or Roman milestones, which can be seen behind glass. In Roman times, these were used to mark geographical points, and were probably the antecedents of the stone crosses which were put in their place, but with the intention of using symbolism to promote Christianization. The bust is in memory of the promulgator of the archaeological museum project, Sechus Ferro Cuselo, who was a historian and an academic of Galician studies.